Well, it's a great joy and privilege, isn't it, that we can talk to God and be utterly sure he's listening. That's what his word promises. And his word also promises that as we listen to that, have it read to us and preached, we listen to him. We can be utterly sure that God is speaking to us. And so today we're going to turn to Romans chapter 6. So now's the time, if you've forgotten, to quickly dash or send a child to run and find a Bible. Actually, this Sunday, the words will also appear on screen again. So don't panic too much if that's easier for you to follow on screen. And we're going to join St. Ebb's Church in Oxford. And it's a blast from the past for Kate and I. We used to be part of St. Ebb's Church when we lived there. So it's lovely to see the Reverend Pete Wilkinson preach again, to hear him. And what we wanted to do was to turn to Romans 6. And as Pete does that, what he does wonderfully, speaking during Easter week, he just reminds us wonderfully of the truths of that first Easter. We thought about them on Easter Sunday a little bit, but again, just now seeing a different angle and perhaps a little bit deeper on some wonderful truths as taught in Romans chapter 6. We'll cut to the video in a moment. And the first thing we'll do as we meet Pete is he'll introduce things, and we'll also share a creed together, a creed, a statement of faith that Christians have said throughout generations together. And so we'll enjoy saying that and reminding one another, even if we can't hear each other, saying together the words which affirm our faith. So let's go and join Pete Wilkinson now.
Throughout this week in our daily services, we've been hearing John's account of the first Easter Sunday. And that chapter, John chapter 20, ends with these words. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The greatest and most telling sign that John records for us is the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And as he says, that sign, like all the signs, should lead us to believe in him. So in the light of Easter, let's declare our faith in the Lord Jesus together. This creed is based on some words from Revelation chapter 1. Let's say these words together. We believe in Jesus Christ, at whose feet we fall, and yet before whom we need not be afraid. He is the first and the last, the living one. He holds the keys of death and Hades. For he was dead, but now is alive forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is now alive, and we can share in his life. Remember those words I read from John a little moment earlier? John says he's writing that we might believe, and that by believing you may have life in his name. That's what we're going to be thinking about briefly this morning. How we can share in Jesus's risen life. Let me read some words, a passage from Romans chapter 6, verses 5 to 10. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who's died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. These verses, for all their complexity, speak of a wonderful truth. I wonder if you know of the three things the Bible says were nailed to the cross along with Jesus's body. There was, of course, the charge against Jesus nailed above his head on the cross, which read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And if you remember, the chief priests rather objected to that. They complained that it should say, "This man claimed to be King of the Jews," an act of treason. And Pilate couldn't be bothered to change it. "What I've written, I have written," he said. So what was meant to be the charge against him actually announced to all the world Jesus's kingship. But there's a second charge, which Paul says metaphorically was nailed to the cross. In his letter to the Colossians, he speaks of the charge that stood against us because of our sin, nailed to the cross. It's a way of saying that as Jesus hung on the cross, he was dying not for his own sin, but dying for our sin, taking the punishment that we deserved. But there's a third thing too, which Paul in a number of places says was nailed to the cross along with Jesus's body. We were. He says it here in Romans 6. He writes, "Our old self was crucified with him. We died with Christ." That's perhaps a strange idea, but it's a very important and wonderful one. It speaks of our union with Christ. We were united to him in his death, so that his death was our death. Sin's hold over us was death. But that hold, Paul is saying, has been broken because we've already died with Christ. And as we died with Christ, well, so also we have been raised with him. And we now share in his risen life, his eternal life. To the Galatians, Paul writes this in Galatians chapter 2. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Easter says something wonderful about the Lord Jesus. It tells us he's alive, he's risen, he reigns. But Easter also tells us something wonderful about us. Because we're united to him, we now share in his new life. We died with him. Death has done its worst. And Jesus took the blow on the cross for us. And we've been raised with him, raised to a new life that nothing can take away. Life in which, though sin remains for now, sin's power has been broken. That's a truth I hope will encourage us as we go into the day and seek to live for Jesus and battle sin. Because it reminds us we have unimaginable resources. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that incomparably great power, lives in us. Easter announces not only bright hope for tomorrow, it announces strength for today, resurrection power, because we live in Christ. We're going to spend some time now in prayer. And let's begin our prayers by saying together this collect. Let's pray. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. Father God, help us to grasp this amazing truth that we have been united to Christ through faith, that we were crucified with him, and we have been raised with him. The old has gone, the new has come. Help us to live today in the light of that truth, whatever loneliness we might feel, whatever battles we might face with temptation, with anxiety, or what have you. Help us to live out this new life that is ours in Christ and with Christ. Amen.